Sex trafficking has been reported in all 72 counties across Wisconsin, earning the state a reputation as a hub for the crime. We've been reporting on the subject this week and have heard from survivors, advocacy organizations, and law enforcement. Today, we take a look at what elected officials are doing to try to stop trafficking. WUWM's Mayan Silver has the story.
State lawmakers have considered a number of bills in recent years in an effort to toughen laws pertaining to sex trafficking. Federal and state law defines the crime as the use of force, fraud, or coercion to compel someone to have sex for money. But Wisconsin legislators have expanded the definition. Now, people can be charged for sex trafficking for making money off victims or transporting them, even if there's no force, fraud, or coercion. Lawmakers also approved a bill that says that someone who purchases sex from a child can be charged with trafficking. Yet another law makes it a felony the third time someone is caught paying for sex. And legislators have additional measures in the works. One aims to educate truckers about trafficking.
Truck drivers are the potential first responders in the human trafficking travesty. They travel to truck stops, weigh stations, gas stations, restaurants, thousands of miles more than the average person does. And this is where human trafficking often takes place.
That's former Republican State Representative Joel Clayfish, testifying at a legislative hearing in 2017. He was backing a bill that would mandate training for truckers on how to recognize and report trafficking. Trucker James L. Massey Jr. spoke in support of the measure and talked about the trafficking he's witnessed at truck stops.
Trying to put a rough number as to how many women and girls I've had knocking the side of my truck, asking if I want a commercial company. The number's got to be right around 100, maybe more.
Democratic State Senator LaTanya Johnson co-sponsored the bill. The legislative session ended before lawmakers acted on it, so Johnson introduced it this year. She's also co-sponsored another bill called the Safe Harbor Law and has reintroduced it too. The measure would prevent children from being charged with prostitution.
There's no such thing as a child prostitute. These children are not capable of giving consent.
Johnson says children facing charges of prostitution have been used by prosecutors to testify against pimps. She adds juvenile detention was sometimes a place where child victims of trafficking were sent, keeping them off the streets.
The Safe Harbor Law basically now says that you can no longer do that. You have to treat these child victims as victims, which means you have to provide them with services, with food, with shelter, with foster care, a safe place to live, that these children are now going to be under the guardianship of the state.
New Democratic State Attorney General Josh Call says he's also working to prevent trafficking, including through the Justice Department's Human Trafficking Bureau, started by Call's predecessor, Republican Brad Schimmel.
Since August of 2017, the Human Trafficking Bureau at the Department of Justice initiated, I believe it's 79 trafficking investigations. 17 child victims have been recovered. 59 adult victims have been recovered.
And Call says since law enforcement can't be everywhere, the Justice Department is doing targeted outreach to train and educate hotel and convention workers and others on the front lines to recognize and report trafficking. But some lawyers and activists say there's more the state could do, especially with legislation that helps trafficking survivors expunge or vacate their criminal records. Kate Mogulescu is assistant professor of law at Brooklyn Law School.
Wisconsin has done what many other states have done, which is limit the ability to clear charges from a record to only prostitution charges.
Mogulescu says the law doesn't reflect that trafficking survivors are frequently arrested for a variety of other offenses, besides just prostitution, in the course of being trafficked. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.